Hello, everybody. This is Warren Carr on this October 18th, 2017. Recording for InclusiveAndroid.com, this is the Microsoft Office Lens Scanning App. Today, I'll be demonstrating how to go about using the Microsoft Lens as your document scanner. I have reset the app to the factory defaults. In other words, I've cleared both the cache as well as the data of the app, so I'll be starting afresh. I have, however, logged onto a Microsoft account, which you need in order to be able to use this app. So now I'm going to go ahead and go to my OCR folder and find and tap on the Microsoft Office Lens.
Folder, OCR, Google Now Launcher, page 1 of 1, folder opened, 4x4.
So here I am on, or rather, in my OCR folder, and I'm going to find the Office Lens and tap on it.
Office Lens. Office Lens. Allow Office Lens to access photos, media, and files on your device.
Upon tapping on it, of course, we're asked the familiar question as to whether or not we would like to allow, you know, the app to access our media, photo, and stuff like that. And of course, the answer to that is a resounding yes, and I'm going to tap on Allow.
Allow button. Office Lens, setting up for almost ready.
So, excuse me, it says almost ready, and that places us on the tutorial page. And, of course, you could swipe with two fingers from left edge to the, rather, from right edge to the left, to go through the pages until you get to where it says, let's get started, or something to that effect. So here's on our page one, it says,
multi-page view, your pocket scanner, frame your shot from any angle, we clean it up for you.
And now I'm gonna swipe with two fingers from the left edge, right edge, why do I keep saying left? From the right edge, going toward the left. That places me on page two of the tutorial.
Multi-page view. Save and share. Save in any format you need. Share your files instantly through your phone.
Next, I'm going to swipe again with two fingers from the right edge toward the left.
Multi-page view. Let's go.
This is our last page, and it says, let's go. Now, if you don't have a Microsoft account, here you would be able to either create a new account or sign into your account. But like I said, I've already signed into my Microsoft account prior to doing this. And so I'm just going to tap on Let's Get Started button or something like that.
Start using Office Lens button.
Start using Office Lens. Tap here.
Office Lens. Allow Office Lens to take pictures and record video.
Again, this time we're asked as to whether or not we would like to allow it to record video and take pictures. And of course, we want to be able to do that. So I'll tap on the Allow button.
Allow button. Office Lens. Flash is now set to auto. Select process mode. Camera in document mode.
This screen has a live view of the camera, and near the middle, toward the top, we have the different modes that we could select from. We have the document mode, whiteboard mode, photo mode, or a business card mode. Let's explore those. By default, it should be the document mode, but it's showing those modes right now on the right side of the screen near the top, near the middle of the phone.
Automobile, document.
Go down.
T-shirt, whiteboard.
Whiteboard, go down.
Woman, photo.
Photo, go down.
Man, business card.
Business card. So I'm going to go back up and tap on document.
T-shirt, white, automobile, document. Camera in document mode.
Now that I've tapped on the document mode, our screen reader reports that we're now in a document mode. Now, on the top left, there is nothing on the top left, but going toward the right from the very top, we come across whether we want to turn on flash or by default, the flash is auto. So let's go toward the right and see what we find.
Flash auto button.
We got the flash auto. I could tap on that to turn it on. To the right of that, going right,
open mode list button.
We find the open mode list, which means if we tap on that, we'll get those modes that we've talked about, basically the document mode, the whiteboard, the photo mode, the whiteboard, photo mode, and the business card mode. Let's go right.
Open more list button.
On the very right edge is the open more list. This, when tapped on, it's going to enable us to either import stuff that we have, I mean, images or scan images that we have on our phone, whether it's in a different location or wherever they may be, or we will have the ability to go to the history where we have captured stuff with the app and see those there. So let's go to that open more list.
Open more list button.
Now here's what we got.
Import.
There's import.
Recent history.
Recent history, those things that we've captured with the app.
Resolution.
Resolution, meaning how we go in and change the resolution for which we want.
Settings.
And of course the settings. Now there's not much in the way of the settings besides if I tap on it, what we'll find is how to change, how to add another account or change your account or something of that nature. But let's go in there
settings.
Just for giggles, shall we?
Settings. Showing items 1 to 10 of 10.
So we got from the top.
General, in list, 10 items. Manage accounts, rolling worker, at hotmail.com. Help and support. For assistance, see the help or ask the mic. Send feedback. We appreciate your feedback. What did you like? About. Privacy statement. See how terms of use. Review the latest third party notice. Read the version 1.6. Copyright. Copyright.
So I'm just going down through the list of the things in the settings. And like I said, there's not much here besides like
help manage accounts.
If I tap here,
manage accounts. Rolling worker at Hotmail. Add an account.
Then this add an account. That's it.
Back.
Let's go back. Go back.
Back button. Flash is now set to auto. Camera in document mode.
So near the bottom, just above the home key area, all that we have here is the capture button.
Capture button.
Okay, that's it. Now I'm gonna open a book and just shoot at it. I want to find something that could lay flat. Okay. So here I am. I'm going to shoot this page that I've opened to.
Capture button.
Okay. I just shot that page.
Processed image.
And it says processed image. Now near the very top in the middle going toward the right, here's what we find after we shot an image.
Delete image button.
There's delete an image. So for instance, if my hands were a little bit shaky and I wasn't sure that I got it right, I want to tap on that delete and start all over. Going right of the delete image, we have
button.
The crop image, and as a blind kid, I'm not gonna even mess around with this. Let's go right.
Open mode list button.
We find the open mode list again. Now, toward the bottom, just above the home key area, starting from the left, we have the retake. In other words, if I am not satisfied with what I have, that's if one is able to see what they have. But as a blind kid, you probably don't see it, so it doesn't make any difference anyway. So there's a retake.
Retake image button.
And going right off from there, we have
double tap to take more images.
Double tap to take more images if I want to add more images to what I have. And then the last one is
save image
the save image. So we've got three buttons at the bottom, and the one we're most concerned with is the one that says Save Image. Now, when I tap on Save Image, watch what happens.
Save Image button. October 18th, 2017, 12:43 p.m. Office Lens. Edit box. Save.
Upon tapping on Save Image, we're automatically in an edit field where we could rename the document, because by default it takes on the date as the name of the document. And so I'm going to change that to something.
Rolling worker at Hotmail, title, October 18th, title.
So the title.
October 18th, 2017, 12:43 p.m. Office Lens, edit box.
I will tap here.
Showing English, U.S., QWERTY, keyboard.
So my keyboard pops up, and I'm going to just select and make sure I got everything erased.
Local context menu, talk back. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
I brought up the context menu, and I'm going to tap on cursor control and then tap on select all to highlight all of that field, and then hit the delete key.
Load cursor control. Inline. Cursor control. Select all. Selected text. October 18th, 2017, 12:43 p.m. Office Lens.
Now I'm going to find the delete key to clear out that what I have.
Delete. Clear text.
So my text has been cleared. Now let's give it a name. Fish.
English, U.S., QWERTY, keyboard hidden. Save, save. Rolling worker, top fish, edit box.
All right, so here's my fish. Now that we've renamed the document to fish, below that we have the saving locations that we could choose from. By default, OneNote is automatically checked, and the last location at the bottom, which is the gallery, is also automatically checked. So we go through this and choose where we want it.
Save to. OneNote checked. Switch for OneNote. Checkbox. OneNote location default section. Double tap to choose where the image will be saved in OneNote.
Now, if I tap here, you know, we could go in there. It's going to have your notebook. And if you've created other folders, then you could choose whatever folders you want in there that you would like to store it in those folders or in a particular folder. Now, let's go down.
OneNote location defaults. OneDrive not checked. Switch to OneDrive. Checkbox.
There's OneDrive.
Word. PowerPoint. Word. Not checked.
Switch Word.
For, checkbox. PowerPoint. Not checked. Switch for PowerPoint.
PowerPoint. Checkbox. Not checked.
PDF not checked. Switch for PDF. Checkbox.
PDF not checked.
Gallery checked. Switch for gallery. Checkbox.
And that's the last one. And like I said earlier, by default, both OneNote and the gallery are checked, because when we take these images, the images get saved in our gallery. Now I want to check PDF
PowerPoint.
Just for
PDF,
giggles.
Not checked.
Shall we?
It saves your file to the documents folder in OneDrive. If you've shared that folder with others, they'll be able to see your file. Checked.
So, since this is dependent on your Microsoft account and it comes with OneDrive, what happens is that when I check that to save it as a PDF document or image, we get the message that says, you know, it is going to be saved in my OneDrive. All right. Now, what we need to do is, to the right of the, basically we've chosen the format that we want, and I've chosen PDF, and you know, one could choose Word or whatever as well. Now we need to save the image, and that save button is found to the right of the edit field where we have the title of the document, and in this case, the title of our document is the word fish.
Fish, edit box.
So I'm going to slide my finger toward the right and find the save and save it.
Rolling, save image.
I'm sorry. Let me.
OneNote checked. Save to.
Let me re-clarify myself. I made a mistake. The save button is not directly to the right of the title field. Rather, The save button is near the top right corner, just before your email address.
Save image.
And it says save image. And I tap.
Recent history, showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
Upon tapping save, then it places us now in the list of our documents or images, and it says recent history. And we hear that we have 3 items. And the reason why we have 3 items is because of the fact that both the OneNote and the gallery were checked, and we didn't uncheck those. And then we also have the PDF format that I selected. So to verify what I'm saying, let's take a look and see if I'm right.
OneNote fish, tap to open, in list, 3 items.
See, we've got OneNote fish.
PDF fish, tap to open. Gallery fish, tap to open.
So they all take the title fish, and we got it like OneNote, we got PDF, and we got the gallery. So I'm going to tap on the middle one, which would be the PDF file.
PDF fish, tap to open. Downloading, downloading. Recent history, open with PDF to Speech Pro. Showing items 1 to 10 of 15.
Upon tapping on the PDF format, we get the familiar, Android way of doing things, asking us as to what we would like to use in opening this document. So I'm going to go through my list and choose what I want. Here we are told this.
Open with PDF to Speech Pro.
This PDF to Speech.
Use a different app. Heading Word.
This Word.
Drive PDF Viewer.
Drive PDF Viewer.
Google PDF Viewer.
Google PDF Viewer.
KNFB Reader.
KNFB Reader.
Add Voice Add List.
Add Voice.
KNFB Reader. Google PDF. Add Voice Aloud Reader.
Add Voice Aloud.
Add KNFB Reader.
Let's say
Google PDF Viewer.
I want to choose something. I know I have Adobe here too. But I'm going to choose Google PDF Viewer. See what
Google
happens.
PDF Viewer. Page 1 of 1 Zoom 230%.
And I'm going to put my finger, see if it reads it.
Resentment or any other sin or for. Ask God to show injury or relationship. A distant junior part in a broken O column 5 later in child or parent. Or maybe a JC principal 6 when you work on Becker your amends. Psalm 139 hours and 23 minutes. GNB tells us, examine me, O God, test me, and discover if there is any evil in me in lasting way. Please note, if you have been in an abusive relationship, a small child, you can find great freedom in this part. See that you had no part, no responsibility for the call by simply writing the words none or not GUI can begin to be free from the misplay.
And I just touch the screen to stop it. And that's how it will be. Now, if I hit back,
recent history,
then we're back to the list of documents or images that we have captured. Now, let's say I want to delete all of this. You can long press to highlight them. And I'm sorry, I don't have my sounds enabled, so you're not going to hear those sounds confirming the actions of long pressing.
OneNote, fish, tap to OneNote, fish, tap to open.
Then I go down.
PDF, fish.
And then I go down.
Gallery, fish, tap to open.
Okay, now.
OneNote, fish, tap to open. PDF, fish, tap to open. Gallery, fish, tap to open.
Now, talk back.
Done, out of list. Share, disabled. 1253, delete. OneNote, fish, share, disabled. Out of
and so the reason why we hear that share is disabled is because I have selected 3 of them. Let me unselect, the 2 and leave only 1, and you will see what I mean. Long press on that to unselect it.
Gallery PDF, gallery fish.
Okay, now watch. I go
OneNote, fish, tap to open, share, out of list.
See, now the share,
delete,
and delete. Now, if I reselect more than, if I select more than 1, then the sharing feature is going to be disabled. So
PDF,
watch.
Fish, tap to
long press.
Gallery, fish.
Long press. Now go back up near
share,
the top.
Disabled. Out of
disabled.
List. OneNote, fish, tap to open. In list, delete. Out of list.
Now click on delete.
Delete selected items. Delete.
And
button.
I tap on delete.
Recent history.
Now we don't have anything here. Now all that we have is toward the bottom. We have a long bar that says capture or something like that, which when tapped on, returns us back to the live view of the camera in order to take a new image.
Capture button. Processed image. Flash is now set to auto. Camera in document mode.
So that's it. That's it for Office Lens from Microsoft. And I'm Warren Carr for InclusiveAndroid.com.